Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. It's always our delight to hear from you. We're going to set the stage, set the table, put the food on the table, and ask you to join in the dialogue and discussion on the issue each and every day. We're talking about a subject today, an issue today, that I believe every hearer, listen, every listener, everyone that's tuned in today, and everyone beyond our listening audience, need to understand the answer to this question. What is herd mentality? What is herd mentality? It's a very simple question. And it's a very simple answer. May I say to you that it's a mentality and it's a ploy that was used by Stalin and Hitler and Mao and Lenin. All of the socialist, Marxist, communist of yesteryear used that ploy, that approach. We're going to be talking about it today because it's very rapidly becoming that which is embraced, that which is acknowledged, and multitudes are following, embracing it, not realizing what they're doing. Multitudes realize it, but think that somehow, some way, they will be the ones that will be the leaders of the Klan. Keep in mind, between these leaders that I just mentioned, with Mao and Lenin and Hitler and Stalin, some 250 million people were destroyed, their lives taken, as a result of the herd mentality of believing the lie and following the lie, embracing the lie with that investigatory decision-making themselves. We're going to talk about down through the recent years, when I say recent, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, some of the lies that we've been told, some of the things that's been done that's conditioned we the people to believe the next lie, to bow at the next lie, and to somehow, some way, embrace the lie as though it's truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in an era today where truth is avoided. Truth is bifurcated. Truth is changed and modified to fit the political, how would you say, agenda and or the media narrative. I can recall many years, listen, I'll set the stage. I can remember many years ago when my wife and I would watch Snow TV. I'm going to pause for a moment, let that sink in. Snow TV. You know, the old black and white where you had more snow than you had picture. Snow TV. And on Snow TV, in the afternoon, there would be the evening news. We would listen to the news and believe it as being fact. Believe it as being, without any equivocation, reality. And one of the problems with that is that we discovered years later that the media is not about delivering news. It's manufacturing, modifying, and delivering their view of the news. And as Christians in particular, we need to be concerned about that and recognize that is a problem in our society today. In Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I am delighted to tell you that even as David said in Psalms 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We need to hang on to that. We need to depend on the truth of the Word of God and not allow the herd mentality to take control. We're going to get into the breadth and the depth of herd mentality. What is it? How does it come about? What does it do to manipulate the minds of people? What are some of the evidences do we have in the recent years that validate that herd mentality has been used in America, still used today? The socialist Marxist media, part and parcel of that. People like Sir Anthony, Dr. Fauci, part and parcel of that. The former administration, Sleepy Joe, Autopen Biden, the same thing, etc., etc. We can go into great depths with each one. We'll give an overview of that, and right after the monologue, we're going to invite you to call. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. But let me remind you, each and every day, as we face the issues, we do so via the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. May I say again, at the risk of redundancy, whatever happens locally, statewide, nationally, internationally, globally, we need to view it, analyze it, look at it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word tell us? And by the way, there's a ton of material, information you can find in the Scripture just about the word, the term, truth. From Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21, it is the book of truth. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, said this, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus declares, "I am truth." John 17:17 says, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117:2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." May I say to you, we need to depend on the Word of God. And by the way, thy word is truth. Scripture doesn't say the Bible contains truth. It is the epitome of truth. It is truth itself. Yet we have today, ladies and gentlemen, just as George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, and the dystopian novel entitled 1984, Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." Now, many of you stand in the position of being rejected because of your stand for truth. Galatians 4:16, the Apostle Paul asked the Galatian believers, "Have I become your enemy because I've told you the truth?" Multitudes of the times we become the enemy, rejected by others because we stand for truth. I'll quickly give you an example. During the days, just a few years ago, during the apex of COVID, the lie was that you have to put on a mask to keep from getting COVID. We discovered later it was a lie. Even the N95 mask doesn't work. We were lied to, deceived, yet the herd mentality caused mega millions to go out and buy as many masks as they could buy. I still see people today driving down the highway in a closed vehicle with a mask on. I see people today in grocery stores with a mask on. I see people today, in fact, I was in the drugstore the other day standing in line at the pharmacy counter. And I noticed four people in front of me, all of them standing distance from the one in front of them, as though we were still obliged to go by the six-foot separation. Ladies and gentlemen, six-foot separation was a total lie. No scientific facts behind it. Yet Sir Anthony, Dr. Fauci came up with that. It was instituted, and people were forced to do so. I recall in that same pharmacy, that same drugstore, they had the little disc, plastic disc, little glued-down disc on the floor, about 10, 15 of them, 6 feet apart. You walk in there, you stand in line, and you stand on one of those discs to make sure that you are 6 feet from the other person. Now, that is a good illustration of what takes place with the herd mentality. Multitudes believe the lie, believed the separation of 6 feet, and as a result of that, followed absolute to the T of what was said, with fear of being ostracized, pointed out, persecuted, angered because you didn't follow the rule of herd mentality. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to truth. The fact is, according to the latest survey, the most younger Americans, this headline says, most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. Absolute truth is the Word of God. Former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Headline I'm looking at says, Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. That article, by the way, goes into detail of the three institutions that's destroyed truth. That is the media, government, and academia. I'll go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. Now, may I simply insert this little young blood parenthetical statement. Had we been willing as a nation, as a society, as a people, just in America, to research truth and determine, do masks really work? Let me tell you. I believe the last time I did research on that was about maybe a year ago now, and finalizing some of the thoughts on COVID. 241 studies globally have been done on masks. 241. Zip, zero, not one of the studies determined that a mask prevents the spread or the contraction of any pathogen, virus, disease. Our physicians, the medical associations, are aware of that. But it just looks so much safer if you walk in a hospital and you see all the doctors with a mask on. I go back to what the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus says. I quote it again. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a benchmark and identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole floats the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to truth. What is truth? I believe most Americans would listen intently and believe all that we're being told today. If we could simply recognize there is an element that is called truth, there's an element that's called deceit, deceitfulness, and lie. So what is truth? Just in recent history, the world was made to believe that Watergate, hear me, just a few years back, some of you remember it, I do, distinctly. Just a few years back, we were made to believe that Watergate, President Nixon, was all truth, what they said in relationship to it. The backstory was that the socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats were out to destroy Richard Nixon. Now, yes, he tried to hide about 18 seconds on the tapes, and he wound up being prosecuted, persecuted for that. Yet we found Sleepy Joe Autopen Biden and his deceitfulness, his lies. We look back at Barack Hussein Obama, wasn't even a legitimate U.S. citizen, in my most humble opinion. You can argue that until Jesus comes. You wouldn't change my mind. I've got too many documents I've done on the research of that. And yet, somehow, some way, Richard Nixon was crucified. Now, I'm not saying that he was a saint at all. He had a vile, filthy mouth. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going back to using that 1973-74 benchmark to point out that we go back to the deceitfulness of that which the media portrays. It was the media that 24/7, all you could see, all you could hear was Watergate, 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 until finally Richard Nixon threw in the towel and surrendered the white flag. Ladies and gentlemen, multitudes believe that Y2K, Y2K was the end of the world. Listen, thousands of people sold their homes getting ready for the end of the world because of Y2K. We were told 24/7, I remember hearing the newsreels, 24/7, that all the computers were set up. 1999 was the end of the possibility of the computer. It did not go beyond 1999. Year 2000, it was called Y2K for short, the year 2000, the world's coming to an end. There'll be no communication. Jet airplanes would fall out of the sky, etc., etc., etc. Multitudes believed it. Multitudes believed it. Multitudes surrendered all of their life savings, all that they had, including their homes, to, by selling them, believing the lie. Ladies and gentlemen, across America, the media had most Americans believing that Russia was using Trump as a Russian puppet. Was that true? Do you recall that? The media, that was the 24/7 drumbeat, that Russia's Trump is a puppet for Russia. Russians are trying to get Trump elected in 2016. When we discovered the facts, the truth, it was Russia that was working with Hillary Clinton to try to prevent Trump from being elected in 2016. But we multitudes believe that. We're getting back to the lady, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting back to the issue today. What is herd mentality? What brings about herd mentality? Let me just read you a little brief paragraph and a half on the argument about herd mentality. Herd mentality. I'm going to read two brief paragraphs. Few people are out there who are happy and willing to take the risk of thinking for themselves. Listen carefully. It needs intelligence, a wish to explore and digest given facts, and to arrive at our own conclusion, and it requires to invest mental work. These thinking people are in a minority, and accordingly, they may not always find the crowd's consent or the crowd's affirmation. They may feel quite lonely at times, as co-thinkers, co-workers may not always be easy to find. And it always requires courage to think independently. We're talking about now, what is herd mentality? What causes it? This article further says, thinking inadequate and inappropriate that may have a fear that they may be viewed as stupid or silly by their co-non-thinkers, and howling with the wolves is definitely easier and more sociable than standing out from the pack and sing from a different hymn book. A large community of people who just follow the one who shouts the loudest is less loaded with risk to go the wrong way, and it may be providing security for them. Simply summarized, ladies and gentlemen, it's difficult to stand alone, to do the investigation, to do the search for truth, and make a determination. Something's wrong with this picture. Something's wrong with what we're being told. Something's wrong with the analogy that we're being given. Have you ever watched the news, and they say, this is happening, and right after the news break, right after the ad break, we're going to be right back to break it down for you. Have you ever analyzed that? What does it mean, we're going to break it down for you? That's a red flag. Well, they're saying that this is what's happening. We're going to come back and give you our narrative, our belief, our story as to what we believe really happened. Not what your eyes see, not what your ears hear, but we want to tell you what you need to believe based on what we're teaching you and saying to you. That's herd mentality. Embracing the news as though it's all fact. We've discovered that now down through the years, and more recently, in the recent years, in a multitude of fashions. We had the media and the Marxist left that told the world 24/7 President Trump had committed a crime. What was his crime? At that time, supposedly, he had called the president of Ukraine to talk about a person that he believed was taking payoffs, kickbacks, and briberies to do things for the socialist, Marxist, communist left, i.e., the Democratic Party. That call was intercepted. That call was used to try to impeach President Trump, only to find out, ladies and gentlemen, just in the past 60 days approximately, that the individual that truly had been bribed, or that the bribe that was taking place, he hasn't, but he's watched the Biden family cabal and a bribe of $350 million. You heard me right. $350 million. This man has come forward as a whistleblower, talking about and giving the information to the investigatory committees in the House and the Senate. Facts, figures, details, and so forth. When Biden was recently asked the question, tell us about that, and they named what was they were talking about, and Biden just quipped back, where's the money? Find the money. In other words, he's priding himself on the basis that back when Comer, that's not Comey, but Comer, the one of the House members, U.S. House of Representatives, had the committee to investigate, they found that the Biden family cabal had set up dozens of offshore bank accounts, and they were swapping money from this bank account to this bank account, onshore, offshore, etc., so that the money could not be traced. This is the reason Biden, even today, thinks that they have really tricked the public, that they've really fooled the House and the Senate, that they have really pulled one over on the general public, is because they've hidden the money so well that his quip is, when challenged about that, is, where's the money? Find the money. And you recall when Biden was on national news, and he was making the brag that he had made a telephone call to the president of Ukraine and told him that the person that was in charge of whatever that department was must be fired, or else they would not, that is Ukraine, would not get the federal funding that they had been promised. And then he used some explicatives. Hey, just in a few minutes, I got a call back that he had been fired. This one that was fired, ladies and gentlemen, is now the whistleblower that's telling the facts that were real then, but because of the herd mentality, because of the mindset that you got to believe what the news says, you got to believe what the 24/7 reels tell us, that somehow, some way, that you're out of focus, that you're on the wrong track, you're on the wrong side of reality if you disbelieve it in any fashion. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump, there was an attempt. They impeached him. The impeachment did not go any further than the House. The Senate did not go through with it. But ladies and gentlemen, it's because of the herd mentality. The mindset is that we got to go along to get along. And we'll talk about further in the broadcast today, what are some of the things that takes place? I'll touch on them briefly. Conditioning must be a programming conditioning, convincing you that a lie is truth, weaponizing the law so that if you don't go along with the group, you're going to be prosecuted. And then separation, keep in mind, separation is part of the Marxist approach, the Marxist communist approach to destroy a people, to destroy a nation, to control a nation. And we'll talk about the essence of how herd mentality takes place and how it's been used so many times by the socialist, Marxist, communist across the world. And listen, it's important today to recognize that, because in the primaries, we've had a whole host of socialist, Marxist, communists that were elected. Now, whether or not they can be elected on a statewide basis is yet to be seen. But we are witnessing today the socialist, Marxist, communist mindset mentality coming to the forefront, where there's the mindset that we're going to give you this, we're going to give you that, we're going to take care of you, we're going to protect you, we're going to provide for you from the cradle to the grave. And by the way, what we're not telling you, I'm speaking on behalf of the socialist, Marxist, communist, and by the way, people, what we're not telling you is we're going to dominate you, we're going to rob you, take everything that you've got, and you're going to have to live off peanuts, you'll have to live off the bread lines in order to get food and nourishment each day, because we're going to be in control of your life. but it's the lie that's being told to condition people into believing and embracing the lie. That's herd mentality, briefly spoken. Ladies and gentlemen, not only see the multitudes that believe the Y2K, the multitudes based on the media's lie, talking about Russiagate and how Russia was trying to control President Trump, wanted to put him in office, then was the mindset in the Marxist media 24/7 that Trump had committed a crime simply by calling the president of Ukraine. That brought about, ladies and gentlemen, a herd mentality. Also today, you recall, the nation was assured that the 2020 election was secure. You remember that? I remember it just as though it were yesterday. I watched it, I listened, I researched it. And ladies and gentlemen, the media 24/7 would mock those disinformation people, misinformation people, and would cause the, this is part of the conditioning of the minds of the people to bring about herd mentality. The media 24/7 blasting globally, and especially in America, that the election was not fraudulent, that the election was safe, the election was secure. There was no ballot harvesting. Listen, I don't know if you ever watched or not the video called 2,000 Mules. Actual reality videos. Wasn't fraudulent, wasn't made up, wasn't some theatrical presentation. It was real. Where at midnight, you'd have a car pull up and get baskets full of ballots and dump them into the ballot collection boxes on the street corners. The same one going from ballot box, dumping in so-called ballots where they'd been harvested. They'd go into nursing homes, blank ballots, get the patients, the ones that are the residents in the nursing homes, just sign here and we'll fill it out for you, taking them in. Ladies and gentlemen, and then the major, major lie that was told and was believed by the herds in America, oh, the machines are safe. The machines do not have any way you can trick them. Machines have no way that they can be fraudulently accepting ballots. Listen very carefully. You've heard me say before, Maduro in Venezuela was elected by 91% of the vote, supposedly. Yet America never accepted that. The leadership in America said that was a fraudulent election. He did not get 91%. But yet the same voting machines that were used in Venezuela that gave Maduro 91% vote were the same machines that was used, same machines, same software, same company that was used for the 2020 election in the United States of America. And yet because of herd mentality, the news media conditioned the hearts and the lives of the people to believe that if you did not embrace the truth as they saw it, if you said anything outside the truth as they viewed it, if you questioned anything about the election, then you were the naysayers, you were the disinformation, misinformation, one that was running false narrative that the election was not true. Ladies and gentlemen, they were telling us that the election cannot be tampered with. Oh, no. We find now that it not only was tampered with, but it was actually a lie with the end result of the ballot. Biden supposedly won by 81 million votes. He operated out of the basement. And the whole point, ladies and gentlemen, that was brought about in that election process with the apex of COVID, that you must stay in. You have to have 6-foot separation. And the Democrats, the socialist Marxists on the left, were able to prevail that we had most of the election in 2020 based on mail-in ballots because it was too unsafe. You would die from COVID if you'd go to the voting polls and cast your ballot personally, that somehow, some way, you would be possibility of dying. They stole the election on the basis of herd mentality that we've got to believe that everything is okay. We've got to believe that COVID is deadly. We've got to believe that we've got to stay in our homes. Churches locked down, houses of prostitution, liquor houses, etc., gambling houses, all open, but churches had to close. Private businesses had to close. The large box stores had to stay open because that was a necessity, and the government even ruled that churches were not essential. So therefore, churches had to shut down. And multitudes, majority, overwhelming majority, of the pastors in America, by herd mentality, believe that, shut the churches down. Many churches never reopened, and churches today are struggling because of the apostasy that was sped up as a result of the COVID lockdowns. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what is herd mentality. We're going to get to the balance of it right after the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.